Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
WXLKHD. Rono.
Antoine, I'm not going to lie. I'm scared. I'm scared for me. I'm scared for you.
So I should be scared then?
Oh, yeah. No, you are scared.
Oh, I am scared.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you
terrified.
Are.
Terrified.
Everybody listening, I'm afraid for all of them. I'm afraid for all the people in Monica's house. Uh-huh. I am downright afraid because I think that this young lady over here, this Monica Brooks, this queen of an individual here on the K92 Morning Thang, she might injure somebody or something tomorrow on Thanksgiving when the woman puts carbs in her mouth.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Yes.
I'm afraid, man.
She's going to destroy stuff.
Oh. I told you it's been almost 2 months.
2 months. You haven't had any carbs in 2 months?
No, I haven't had any bread. Like, I've smelled bread, but the family's enjoyed bread, but I went without it. I've been out to dinners and lunches and stuff, and I've been like, no pasta, nothing. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've been that person.
And you have now decided you are not going to be that person that
tomorrow
says, I'm going to stick to my diet on Thanksgiving. I'm going to be that person. Oh. That ain't you tomorrow.
I'm going to let tomorrow just happen.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Everybody deserves tomorrow to be a cheat day.
I totally agree with that.
Nobody should be worrying about it, but I just feel bad for the people surrounding the people who decide it's no longer a cheat day. Or they can get away with everything they want to eat.
Yeah, because I worry about, for example, Monica's son. He's 4 years old. Their fingers, they're smaller.
Like, yes.
And if they get in the way of a roll, I don't know. She might bite it off of the knuckle and not even realize.
And their fingers are so tender.
Yes, they are. They are more tenderer than like a grown-up finger that's got all sorts of life.
And they're a little sweet.
Yes.
You know, because kids have, sweet sugar
their hands
blood.
Are always sticky.
There's sugar blood running through them, so,
I always find that
already
with,
seasoned.
With children, especially children under the age of 10, their hands always feel like a wet Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, I know. Even after they wash their hands.
Ew. Yeah, that's exactly what their hands feel like. It doesn't matter. And they may not have had a Jolly Rancher since Halloween, but somehow their hands manage to feel that way.
Yep.
Ew.
Always.
That's a disgusting visual and
with lint and hairs and hair.
I always wonder how they don't pick up more dust and lint with all this stuff. You know, you think they get the stuff up around the house.
Because they lick their hands all the time.
Right. I mean, how is it that there's even crumbs on the seat? You would think that they would just press their hands down and like
there's so much flavor.
Some sort of magic hand sticking thing. They would pull them up.
But nope.
But yeah, Monica has been officially drooling about rolls and other carb related things. I don't know, for about 2 days now.
Yeah.
Maybe longer.
Yeah. There have been moments where I just sit there and I just fantasize about the roll and what I will just
it's
do.
Coming.
And
how,
God, that roll.
That roll.
That first one is going to be so delicious. What if it's not?
She ain't going to recognize that first one. You got those dogs that just inhale their food and it's gone.
It's gone. I didn't taste it. So I have to eat another one.
Yeah, roll number two. That one might be the one you actually enjoy.
My fear is that I'll start to eat and I'll become full so fast. And then and that's my fear.
When you get those carbs.
Yeah.
They're going to take space.
And that's my fear. Like, I will just start to eat and I'm like, I'm full. Yeah. I can't eat anymore.
Yeah. You know what?
My first plate.
It's coming up in the Scoopla. I'll explain in a minute because it's the world's most expensive Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh.
And I would be totally afraid the entire time if I was part of this dinner. And I'll explain. It has basically the same thing to do as that.
Yeah,
how much is this dinner? What are they serving at it? That is coming up in the Scoopla. Also, a shocking revelation about Monica Brooks yesterday. She barely even knows herself now, Antoine, after something she admitted that she might actually like. Yeah.
Oh.
And then she tried to deny the fact that she liked it.
Even though she admitted that she liked it.
No.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't count.
It's okay. Embrace the new you, Monica. It's all right.
That doesn't count.
The old you is gone. You've trash talked this thing for years and years, but now you love it.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
These are just some dating trends to avoid doing. We talk about ghosting and everything else, right? Well, flea bagging. Yes.
Okay. So is that when you dump a big bag of insects on the person?
You would think.
I think it's something with a dog.
Well, no, it's when they say it's when you consistently go after someone that you shouldn't go after, like someone in the church or or someone that you should, a doctor, your doctor, or something like that.
Your sister.
What did you say, Zach?
Well, that would qualify, would it not? That's not someone you should go after.
It did. Just caught
like
me off guard.
If you have, there's someone that you should not really be involved with just because of who they are.
It's probably also because of the relationship you currently have with that person.
Yes.
It's going to make things awkward, especially if the relationship eventually ends. Uh-huh. But it's probably, even if it's successful, it's awkward for other people involved,
right,
too.
Right, right. So mm-hmm. they say avoid that.
Okay, so that's flea-bagging.
Flea-bagging.
Because I guess you can't, I don't know, fleas are itchy and gross or something or other.
Yeah. You don't want them around.
I guess.
You're
or they keep coming back or something. I don't know. But dial toning.
All right, let's see. What would dial toning would be? Is that where you're constantly having conversations with the person and then you just... you disappear for a while.
It's when someone gives you their number and says to text them, but they never bother to reply.
Okay. So sort of like ghosting.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I always wonder when it comes to being sort of regular life dial tone, where you're having a conversation with someone, say it's by text, and then all of a sudden, their end of the conversation just stops.
Yes.
And usually it stops on something that required an answer, required a follow-up. Uh-huh. And then it never gets acknowledged again either, as if it never happened.
Yeah, they said, stop doing that.
Yeah, or 5 days later, they send you a thumb up, and you think, has it got the thumb up? Five days?
Yeah, I was like, what does that mean?
Is that answering a question? Are we starting a new conversation?
Yeah. Are we dial toning?
And also, calls playing. They said this is when you reach out to an ex for a favor. It's because you're trying to raise money or something. You're like, well, maybe I'll just hit him up because we could... We still have some kind of friendship, maybe.
You know, but come you're hitting to them my up. Event yeah. Where I'm going to try to sell you soaps and 10% of the proceeds is going to go to something. Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, and they also say yellow carding, where you're calling out someone for their poor dating etiquette. So I guess going to social media and saying, how dare you just not pick up the phone or whatever. So don't call them out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. I believe if I'm being called out, I'm pretty sure the relationship is over at that point.
Yeah, they said when you're not happy with what they've done, don't go calling them out.
So, Monica, almost what you're saying is that if you would like to have a successful relationship, you must communicate with the other person and treat them with respect.
I believe that's the answer. that is the key.
This is ridiculous.
And communicate. Communicate.
Yes, that's it.
This is terrible.
It's kind of complicated.
Weird. There's not even a fancy buzzword or a meme for things like communicate.
I know. It's weird.
So too many letters.
Communicate. How do you do that?
I know. I don't know. Send me a text.
How do you start?
Yeah. Send us a text. Let us know how you start communicating.
That we won't respond to.
Exactly. Because 5 days from now, we'll send a thumbs up. Yeah. It's all good. Thanksgiving Eve, the single dumbest dinner of the year. It really is.
It's the saddest.
Oh. Because what are you going to eat?
Because you don't want to eat too much. You don't want to eat anything that's like tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah. You don't want to waste. People
order pizza and.
Yeah, but even pizza, you think, oh my God, I'm going to eat so much food tomorrow. I shouldn't eat pizza tonight because that's just all that bread and all of those things. So then you just sit there eating a head of lettuce like it's an apple. I mean, there's nothing else to do.
So hungry, we can't eat.
And as Antoine, you did say that, you know, tomorrow's the day you cheat diet, right?
Yes, I was thinking about me and
the soda pop.
Soda pop.
Yeah, because Brian and Whitfield texted in. He said, how's Antoine going to feel after he drink his pop?
Oh.
I still want to push through. I want to try to not drink one tomorrow.
Now, yours is a little bit different than Monica saying, all right, I'm going to go low carbonate or no carbonate or whatever. Yeah. It's sort of a dietary choice. You're saying, I would like to quit soda, sort of like I would like to quit smoking.
Exactly. And taking a soda away will not ruin my Thanksgiving. Taking carbs away will ruin everybody's Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. It ruined
everybody's.
It hurts mine.
Everybody around you.
He's correct.
Everybody's Thanksgiving.
It does, because it's just sad. Because then you got one person over there just eating some dry turkey.
Oh.
Going, hey, did we do any roasted green beans? And you think, no. No, we didn't.
How dare you.
I stuffed them in some mac and cheese, though. So if you want to go get them, they're in there. Yeah, so, but don't, fear not, Brian and Whitfield. Antoine is not going exactly cold turkey on this one. He is going to have a big glass of sweet tea.
I mean,
come on.
They're the cousin.
That's just flat soda. That's all it is.
No, you hush up, you northerner. You don't know what sweet tea is.
Yeah, it's actually sweeter than soda. I got to be honest. I think I'd rather grab me a Coke because it's not quite as sweet as
And I'm bad with sweet tea because if I get a tea, I'll get unsweet.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's stupid. I just want to put that on the record.
Ugh, sweet tea is just excessive.
Dumb.
And I used to be the one in the restaurant making the sweet tea, and it was always, I made my tea, it was sweet. Everyone loved it.
But it's so sweet. It's so much sugar.
I grew out of it,
You know, there's so much in there, you practically have to stir it with your arm because it's the only way to shake it all up and get it to dissolve. And
I mean, it is as sweet as sort of that, they give you the diabetes test when you're pregnant and they make you drink that super sugar water. It's sweet tea. I mean, that's all it is. But yours is in a jug.
It's stupid.
Sweet tea is just, it's worse. It's I'm not a huge fan of either of them, if I'm being honest. But most expensive Thanksgiving dinner in the world, what do you get for your money? And for me, I think I get stressed for my money. That's exactly what I would get. I'll explain here in the Scoopla in a minute. But first, we got to get to the fact that she doesn't even want to admit it, Antoine.
Yep.
She loves it now, and she can't even come to grips with the fact.
And she does. She was talking about it after the show. Like, she's been talking about it quite a bit.
Really?
Yep. Bragging about it.
Has trashed Star Wars for years and years and years. Yesterday, we were talking about, you know, Disney Plus and all that stuff. And there is a show on there called The Mandalorian, which is part of the Star Wars franchise and the universe and all those things.
Yes.
I just want to shout out Disney. Everybody at Disney, everyone, the animations, all of them.
From Walt's ghost on down.
All of them, because it's been great watching Disney Plus.
I have a very contrarian personality. You know, I kind of go, I like to go against the grain. Uh-huh. And the more people like stuff,
you don't like
the less I like it.
Yeah, I get that.
And the Disney Kool-Aid is starting to really get to me. I'm sort of holding, now I'm like, I'm not getting Disney Plus. I don't care what's on there.
But you are.
It's amazing.
You're going to do it.
I don't care. I don't care how amazing it is.
Mandalorian is so good.
You know why? Because your kids are going to love it.
I will watch pirated copies of Mandalorian.
No,
I don't,
you cannot do that. It is too amazing to pirate.
I can't do that.
It's Mandalorian, such a great show. I enjoy it, too.
It's a really good show. I watched all three episodes. That are out.
I have,
it was
too.
Really good.
Yes.
Pause. Mandalorian, I enjoy it, too. That's what she said.
I've watched all three episodes.
Yeah, and enjoy. Not, I saw them. Uh-huh. They're all right. Nothing like,
it's
enjoy.
Different.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Really good.
And Jerry said, you like Star Wars. I said, no, I don't.
I like Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Like Star Wars.
No, I don't. No, I don't. Doesn't count.
Oh, my God. You are.
No, I don't.
That's awesome.
No, I don't know anything about which order and all kinds of stuff.
Doesn't matter.
Blah, blah, blah.
Halloween costumes, Boo Bash 2020.
This is how it starts,
too. Figure it out.
Yep. She says, I don't like it.
That's
I don't like
stretch.
It.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Yep. I can't wait for Darth Monica, Boo Bash 2020. That's going to be very exciting. So how does it not count?
It doesn't. It does not count. It's a different... I never watched Star Wars, so this right here feels like a different show. Like, it's something that's great. It feels like a different thing.
Nobody's watched Star Wars until they've actually watched Star Wars.
I feel like you could enter into The Mandalorian without watching Star Wars and feel like, this is something I haven't
seen
before.
But it's still Star Wars.
It's Star Wars. I mean, I can't sit here and say, I don't like the Fast and the Furious movies, except for number 5.
Yes,
you know, 5
exactly.
I watched and I enjoyed. But that doesn't mean I like them. I just liked that one. Wow, you like Star Wars,
You're
man.
A fan. And like I said, even after the show, we were talking to our friend Freddie Mac, and she was bragging about the show and how he needs to watch it, and Baby Yoda. She
Baby
even called
Yoda is so cute.
Baby
That's
Yoda,
what it is.
Which is a big part of the Star Wars franchise.
Right, and I mean...
She's bragging about him.
6 months ago, if I said to Monica, what is the name of that little green guy in Star Wars, she probably would have said yogurt or something like that. So now she knows. Yeah, you sip on your coffee over there.
I'm excited for it. Though.
I'm
going to
get chapter.
I'm
getting you a BB-8
for
Christmas.
I did have to, like, I was curious. I'm like, The Mandalorian, who plays that character?
Oh, my
who
God, she's looking it up online.
And let's not also get it confused. Monica struggles with staying up to date on shows.
Yeah.
There's only been 3 episodes released.
Yeah.
She's seen all 3 episodes.
She's made sure to stay up to date on this one because she loves Star Wars now. It's okay, Monica.
No,
I used to hate sour cream.
That.
I like sour cream now. That's fine. All right, enjoy your new Star Wars love. We'll get you a lightsaber for Christmas.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
I couldn't go to this expensive Thanksgiving dinner.
No. Nope.
I just couldn't do it. It's too much pressure.
Oh.
Especially if you're paying $180,000.
That's a
wow.
lot.
I mean, I'm sorry. I ain't paying $180,000
for
a dinner.
How big of a family?
For up to 12 people.
It better be the royal family.
Basically.
Yeah. With that much money.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I guess if you want to break it down, it's really only about $12,000 a person.
Oh, that's
not bad.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what do you get for $180,000? This is at a place called the Old Homestead Steakhouse in New York City. Here's a guy talking about
it. The Old Homestead has the most expensive Thanksgiving dinner in the world at $181,000. So what we've done with our gravy is we've infused it with a bottle of Louis XIII brandy, which is $4,600. Shrimp, lobster, crab, Otoro tuna at $125 a pound. Sweet potatoes, $1,200 a pound bacon that we import from a famous pig in Spain. And these mashed potatoes, we have $480 a pound poulet cheese.
Ooh, poulet cheese.
Yeah.
That
and if something
sounds
doesn't
fancy.
Taste good,
Oh, that's a problem, too.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure as a chef to, mm-hmm. you don't want to overcook any of that stuff.
No.
But, of course, it's excessive, all these things, but so much pressure to not get full.
Yeah.
With all of these different super excessive things, because uh-huh. you're going to want to eat all yep. of them. And how do you do that? I mean, Monica,
you're taking it all home for sure. That's a
do you get
box.
A to-go plate for $180,000?
No, you can't.
Well, what do you mean you can't?
You can't finish it. You're taking that, all of it. I'll take the tablecloth and everything.
I want the restaurant yeah. to come home. Yeah. I'm with you, Monica. I'm taking the chair.
Yep.
Yes, I'm taking mm-hmm. the chairs. I'm taking the plates.
No. I'm taking the chef because he's going to reheat it in the morning.
Exactly. Pictures Good. Off the wall. Yeah. All of it.
You guys should just stay home then.
$180,000?
That's what I'm hearing. You guys should just stay home.
You're gold-painted, gold-dusted, gold-flaked, free-range turkeys. See, this yes. is the other thing,
it's
too.
Like,
is you're just throwing stuff in there to make it expensive.
This isn't a baby shower.
Is there a real flavor to a gold flake? You know, it's like
opulence. Is yeah, that a flavor? Like rich jerkitude.
I know. Yes. It's like, are you really enjoying that?
It tastes
flavor?
Like snobbery.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
It could taste delicious.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Let's see. And the gravy with the $3,600 bottle of cognac in it.
Oh.
I mean, if I just pour a splash of Hennessy in there, I feel like it's still going to taste very yeah. similar.
Same thing. Same uh-huh. thing.
Wonderful. And instead, because to me, a $3,600 bottle, which again, not ever getting in my life. That's for straight drinking, mm-hmm. okay? You don't buy the super expensive alcohol and then mix
gravy?
It with cranberry juice, okay?
But
that's not how life works.
Zach, if the meal is $180,000, I don't think you're worried about that one bottle of cognac.
Have you met me? I am worried about every single thing on this list. Jeez. It is also, in addition to Thanksgiving, T-Hanksgiving. Did y'all know that?
T-Hanks?
I don't even
know
what that is.
I did not realize it either, and it seems so obvious to me, and I don't know how we never caught on until now, but there are some people that celebrate Tom Hanks.
Yep. Oh. It took me a second.
T-Hanksgiving. That's what they do.
And so how do you celebrate? Just watch movies? Tom
what?
Hanks movies during...
What
dinner?
Movie would you watch?
Yes, Monica, what movie would
Tom
you watch?
What Tom Hanks movie would you watch to celebrate?
Do
it's
tell.
Not, it's not
Sully,
a trick
so
question.
I can be scared during dinner. No.
No.
Like Sully. They do with the airplane.
Yeah, I like Sully. Yeah, I don't know, because you wouldn't put on, was it Polar Express or whatever it is? Because that's just kind of...
It is kind of creepy, yeah. that one for the kids.
The one I would choose, I think, is super cheesy. You guys are going to judge me.
Is it Joe versus the
judge
volcano?
Everything I do anyway. No, it's not.
What is it?
It's a little... Oh, fun movie with old Meg Ryan.
Oh, Sleepless in Seattle.
No, you've got mail.
Oh, you've got mail. It's the worst.
You got mail.
You've got mail. Wait, I mean, no, I
you
support
you.
You
never seen it.
One.
You hush.
Ooh.
Actually, I haven't seen this. I can't really. And
you
of course,
mail.
All the menu is pun-larious because you're going to have Craven Private Frying. That's
oh,
your
that's
fried
cute.
Turkey.
Okay.
Catch Me If You Yam for your candied yams.
I like it. I like
your
it.
Roller Express for mm-hmm. your rolls. Sleepless in Seattle, apple cider pie.
Sign me up for that one.
Mm-hmm. And then everybody dresses as Zoltar from Big or Chuck from Castaway and all sorts of other. So if you want to do your T-Hanksgiving,
okay.
you can do that as well. That's on the cheap in comparison to the other one.
Welcome to Fat Chance. I am your host, Antoine Terrell. Fat Chance is a game where we find out how much faith your morning thanger has in you and how much faith you have in your morning thanger.
Yeah, there's categories. There's wagering.
Mm-hmm.
There's grudge matches. There's
yes.
hurt feelings. There's accusations. There's all sorts of
there's
things.
There's yelling.
In this game.
Don't forget about yelling.
Oh, there's a lot of yelling
that happens.
In this game. Good yelling, bad yelling,
yep.
all the yelling. Let's say good morning to Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
Becca, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to a sandwich house in West Virginia.
Okay. All right. West Virginia. You know, we're very fortunate in this area. If you're not traveling super far away, it's one of the few areas of the country where the weather is not going to be god-awful.
Mm-hmm.
And prayers for you if you have to travel west in particular today or tomorrow, whatever, because the weather looks brutal.
Oh.
So if you got to be in airports, man, download a bunch of Thang podcasts.
Yes.
You want to have a little something
yes.
to listen to? Becca, who would you like to team up with, Zach or Monica?
Zach.
Okay. Me and
Alrighty.
Becca. Great. That means it's going to be Monica and Christy. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
What you got going on for the holiday, Christy?
Oh, I'm cooking.
Okay. Sounds so sad about it.
I know.
I'm
cooking.
I like
to I can hear the cheer
cooking.
In her voice, though.
You think
like,
so?
Yeah, yeah. It's just like it's a lot to do.
It sounds like she's psyching herself up for it. It's yeah. like, I'm cooking. I got this. See, I feel like I've got it down to a science. There's a lot of times for me on Thanksgiving, I'm kind mm-hmm. of just sitting around waiting for the food to be ready.
Yeah.
So it's cool. You know what, Christy? I'll help you out. Even though we're not teammates,
If you have any turkey-related questions, go ahead and we'll do that as well. It's going to be you and Monica. Becca, we're going to go first. Antoine, explain the game to everybody.
All right, so I'm going to give Zach and Monica and Becca and Chrissy, I'm going to give all of you guys a category, and you will predict how many items can be named within that category in 15 seconds. If you feel your player can name more than your opponent, you can raise the stakes by increasing the number. If not, you say fat chance and your opponent has to go. First to two wins.
All right. And you know how I know this game is serious? Because the music sounds like this. Yeah.
It's legit music there.
This is scary music. Mm-hmm. This is tossing and turning music.
We're putting the pressure on you music.
Becca, we will bid first in round one in this category.
All right. Becca, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I don't know how many movies Zach and Monica typically watch, but I know that the James Bond 007 franchise has made a lot of movies.
Ooh.
25 to be exact.
25? Wow.
25. Well, 24. There's a 25th one coming out next year. How many by title can Zach name in 15 seconds? James Bond movies.
Two.
All right. That's a safe answer. All right, Christy. It's fat Christy. Chance to Zach and two or three or more to Monica.
This is a rough one.
I can definitely do two. I got two right off the top of my head.
Does he? Okay.
I do.
All right, so what are you thinking, Christy?
This is a rough one. I don't think I've ever actually watched a James Bond
movie.
That
doesn't surprise me.
Ooh.
But do you know the title of one?
I tell you what.
Halle Berry had on like an orange bathing suit.
Or three.
Yeah, so she knows James Bond orange bathing suit.
Yeah. I know
Monica's,
scenes.
Here's the deal, Christy. I'm going to lay it down for you. I can definitely do two.
Uh-huh.
So if you say fat chance, I'm going to win this round. If you up the ante to Monica for three, me and Becca are going to say fat chance, and it's going to be fun to listen to. You'll still lose the round, though. I can promise you that. So do you want to lose this round and have fun, or do you want to lose this round and not have fun?
Christy.
That's the question.
Monica, what do you think?
I'll try three.
You can do three,
I'll
Monica.
Do three. Oh.
Okay, three. Becca, say fat chance.
I hope she's rope-a-doping
you. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go. 15 seconds. James Bond movies.
James Bond, 007. James Bond, he goes up the creek. James Bond, he's climbing a mountain. James Bond, the powerful. James Bond, Bond. The Bond. James.
Chaka
Sir
Bond.
James. What does he have?
Chaka Bond.
I like James Bond, the powerful.
The powerful.
I like
Maybe
that
Maybe that'll
one.
Be a new one, because he can put his arm in the air. The powerful. I do believe,
Did she get any?
James Bond is in all of those movies you named, so that's where you were close.
Okay.
No, you were not close on any.
You got zero. There you go.
None.
Congratulations.
Zero.
But again,
anywhere in the vicinity of a movie.
We have come up with a new title for one of the future movies, James Bond. The Powerful!
I love it.
I like it.
I would see it
a lot. Oh, yeah. I knew that would be good. Okay, so 1 point for me.
All right, Monica, you guys need a point here to stay alive.
Okay, now, Becca and Christy, this one's going to be on you. It's how much faith we have in y'all in this round. So here
All
we go.
All right, Monica, in 15 seconds, how many items do you think Christy can name that someone would typically wear on their head?
On their head? Okay.
Typically. I am the judge. Becca and Christy.
So no pizza on their head. No. Okay, Murray. Christy, what do you think? What are you feeling? Like seven?
Three or four?
But you said five?
She said three or four or five. She gave you a bunch of numbers.
Which one were you thinking? Like five?
Three, four,
yeah,
seven?
Let's go five.
Okay.
All right, five. All right, Becca, it is six or more to Zach. I mean, Zach, this is for you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Can you do more than six, Becca, you think? Or are we going to say fat chance?
I think we should say fat chance.
Okay, fat chance. Okay. Christy.
Come on, Christy. You got
five
it.
Items that you wear on your head. 15 seconds. Go.
All right, a hat, a sun visor, beanie, sunglasses, regular glasses, a hair bow, a headband.
Okay. I think it's going to be close.
I know.
Yes. I didn't give you regular glasses.
Because you did you did do sunglasses.
But I gave you sunglasses.
Okay.
You got six.
Okay.
So she got what she needed.
There you go.
Woo.
Six, just barely. Oh. Okay, good job, Christy. We're all tied up. We go to the final round. It's back to me and Monica.
Uh-oh.
All right, last round. And so, Becca, you get the bid first.
Okay.
Zach works, and Monica, we work in the business where we know about celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
How many celebrities can Zach name whose name begins with the letter R?
R. Celebrities starting with the letter R.
Whom?
Ours an interesting one.
I know.
Okay.
How many do you think, Becca?
I think you can at least do five.
At least five. Okay. She said an easy five, Zach. Uh-huh. Nothing.
All right.
All right, Christy. It's six or more to Monica
give me
or
six.
Fat
Chick.
Oh, she wants six.
Oh, give her six.
Give me six.
All right, six.
Ooh, I don't know if I can do
seven.
All
right, Becca. It's seven to Zach or Fat Chance to Monica and six.
I don't think I can do seven. I'm going to be honest.
I don't know if I can do seven.
I don't think I can do seven. Becca, let's say Fat Chance.
Are you sure? Because I have more faith in you than I do Monica.
I have less faith in me than you. I don't think I can do seven. I'm just putting that out there.
Becca's in it to win it.
My head is flying around in my head. I'm not feeling good about it.
Okay. I'll trust you.
Okay.
So Fat Chance.
Fat Chance, Monica.
Oh, gosh.
Go!
Robert Downey Jr., Robert De Niro, Richard Gere, Robin Quivers, Robin Williams, Richard Gere, Ryan Reynolds, and Roland Rowdy. Rowdy something.
I think she got six.
Hold on. I need to fact check real quick.
What?
Let me fact check one name now, real
keep
quick.
Keep in mind she said Richard Gere 18 times.
Did I count that?
Mm-hmm. She got six.
Who is Richard Quivers?
Robin.
No, she said Robin Quivers.
She was on Howard Stern's
show. That is Howard Stern's co-host.
Oh, that's the black lady.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She got the six that she did.
Yeah. Yeah. Girl.
Yep. There
Come
it
on,
is.
Christy.
I told you, my head
and
wasn't
your
in it.
Your person said, I have my faith in you, Zach.
And I didn't. And I'm telling you right now,
you
most of those.
Are being a sore winner right now.
I wouldn't have thought of. I don't think I would have gotten six. I really don't. I don't know why.
Robert Redford was somebody still in my head.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then when you at the end, Rowdy Piper, I thought of because she was like Rowdy Rundy.
Yeah, because they go how his name went. It was like Rowdy something. Yeah.
I had Ronald Reagan and then the rest of them were like Ron Weasley's not a real person,
no,
so that
not,
doesn't count.
Would not have counted.
Yeah, see, I was drawing a blank, blanking out.
But I have thousands of Christy's the winner.
Yeah,
she's going Elmwood on Ice. She has that family 4-pack of tickets.
Becca didn't want that prize anyway. She's busy. So
I'm busy that day.
Hang on, y'all.
The K92 Morning Thing, trending top three, number three.
WXLKHD, Roanoke. I do this all the time. I'm guilty. And you should never do this because it ruins things in your kitchen, is rinse out that hot pan in water. You know, you got the pan. And you've been cooking stuff and you immediately take it to the sink and you start rinsing it out because it works so good right then when it's hot and it makes all the stuff come off right away.
Yeah.
And it makes your pans all wobbly and weebly. You know, when you put them back down, they're all blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yep. Your fault. And I do it.
Yep.
We all do. Do you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I even want to stop. I think I feel like I want to keep doing it and just buy new pants.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think I'll stop.
It works so good. And they say, Joe, you know, what you should do instead is just be patient. Let your pan cool to room temperature and then go about washing it. No.
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 Nope.
Takes too long.
Yeah,
and then it's too scrub-a-dubba. Boo is right. I don't like that story.
Don't change that. Nope.
Oh, good.
Number two.
See, now I disagree with the way this story is being put out there that's trending and going viral today because they make it sound like, oh my God, you're going to get paid so much money for such an easy job. And I don't agree. This couple is looking to pay you $40,000 to be a full-time caretaker for their two dogs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Full-time.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I don't think that's enough money. And I know they're saying room and board here, but $40,000 for an annual salary is, I mean, that ain't a ton. You're not making bank.
Right.
Yeah, but if you already love dogs.
Yeah, but then you think to yourself, okay, well, all I have to do is take care of these dogs. And it says, we are both international business people. Oh, they're the fanciest people, aren't they? International business people.
Very fancy.
Yes, that's who we are. So they travel a lot, so you have to watch Oscar and Milo, the two golden retrievers.
Okay.
And they say it's Monday through Friday and occasional weekends, which does basically mean every day. And you think, okay, fine. Well, still, I'll take care of two dogs. That's easy.
Yeah.
I'll have the rest of my day. Oh, no. It does also say in here, you have to do the daily housekeeping, the laundry, the grocery shopping, and prepare, quote, simple light cooking of evening meals when required.
That's not a scam.
I'm a person keeper at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
You're an everything keeper.
Yeah.
You're an indentured servant.
No.
You're someone that says, hello, master.
Pay some more. Where's the money?
Where's the money?
Yeah.
That's like 13 jobs all rolled into one. And this story says, get paid $40,000 to take care of two dogs. No. That's take care of everything
false
going on
right
there. Yeah, exactly. And you know what I'm going to do if I am that person? I am rinsing all of their hot pans in water, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Number one,
this is the hot buzzword for gift giving. Because you know you have re-gifting. That's something we've always heard of. This one is we gifting. And have you ever we gifted before?
I think we have.
I feel like we.
I don't know what this means.
I'm just guessing what that it's when like couples, we are giving you this gift or like friends.
No, that's a good guess though. No? I always felt bad when, you know, my wife and I would do Christmas gifts with other people and they were single. And then really it's just the two of us would get that person one gift. And then they got to get a gift for both of us.
Yeah.
And then I got kids. So then they give them presents to the kids. I'm thinking,
you that's getting, a lot.
You're the raw end of this deal right here. No, it's not that. And that's what I thought. This one's a little different. I feel like guys do this more than women, but I do believe everybody does this.
Okay.
We gifting, and 74% of people admit they've done it, is when you buy someone a present that you also fully plan on using.
Oh, right. So it's a gift for us all.
Right, like when I got my kids an Xbox.
I mean, I
feel like parents
Xbox,
do that, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you want to get your significant other a big, beautiful television.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you're going to enjoy that television, too. Sleep number bed. That would be another one. Hey, I got this free. It's for you. And me.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I totally we gift.
Yeah, that's all right.
Would it be considered a we gift if you got something that only they're going to use, but it does benefit you still?
Yes.
You're like sharing the use of it. So like, let's say your house, Zach, like you're the chef, you're the cook in the house. So your wife or kids get you something to help you prepare food.
Yes. And they do that all the time. It's so they can have better meals. Yes. Uh-huh. They get me certain ingredients they want to try or fancy sauces or things like
that's
that.
That's not a bad gift.
Yeah, it absolutely
is. No, it works out for everybody.
I'm being used. I'm going back to being
enjoy it. We're helping.
Oh, yeah.
We're helping you.
That's what it's come down to with me. And I don't mind cooking at all, but I am a little frustrated that it's gotten to a point in my life because I'm pretty good at it.
Uh-huh.
I'm now expected to cook all the time, always. And I don't just mean at my house. I mean, I go to other people's houses and they're like, well, you know, you're the chef.
Oh.
Like, when do I ever get to relax? It's like Freddie Mac, the wedding DJ. He always has to work at the wedding.
Always.
Always.
He doesn't get to enjoy it.
Sometimes you want to just be there, eating, hanging out, doing other stuff.
Yeah. But if you enjoy it.
Maybe I don't enjoy it all the time. Does it just sound like I'm enjoying it all the time?
Well, in the moment, though.
I still hear happiness, Monica.
Yes, I do, too.
I hear a little bit of happiness.
Yeah. Mama need a break. Y'all enjoy Arby's because I'm not making anything else. Happy Thanksgiving.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. This request comes from Keely, and she says, Zach, I would love to do a birthday scam on my best friend, Natasha, and I think I have a great way to get her. She and I have been roommates for almost a year.
Oh.
And when her last roommate moved out, her Netflix was still logged in, and I guess she hasn't changed the password because we still use it all the time. I thought maybe you could call her and give her a hard time about that. I absolutely can. This is your K92 Morning Thang birthday scam, the Netflix thief.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm trying to reach a Ms. Natasha, please. Do you know where I may find her?
Yeah, I'm Natasha.
Natasha of 1672 Drive.
Yeah. Who's this?
Hello, Natasha. My name is Denny Crane, attorney at law. I'm calling as representation for my client, one Melanie Williams. You and she were roommates, yes?
Yeah. No, yeah, that's correct. What is what's this about?
Theft. It's about theft.
Oh, my God. Did somebody steal something from Melanie? Is everything okay?
No. Everything is most certainly not okay.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear that. What's happening? What's going on?
I think you know what's going on and continues to go on.
No, I don't. If something happened, I feel badly. I haven't talked to Melanie.
Have you ever heard of a little company called Netflix, Natasha?
Yeah.
Aha! So you admit it.
Admit what?
You admit your blatant thievery of the Netflix service, a crime that has been going on for far too long.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
Ma'am, it's very simple. My client has a paid Netflix subscription, and you have been mooching off that subscription for almost 1 year's time. Well, the jig is up, young lady.
Okay, honestly, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not stealing anybody's Netflix.
Oh, don't play coy with me. It's all right here in the streaming logs. 2 episodes of The Office yesterday, 5 episodes of Daybreak over the weekend. Oh, look at you, having a little illegal binge-watch weekend. We know the IP address is from your apartment, Natasha.
Okay,
just admit it. Admit that you've been using her Netflix account for all this time.
Okay, I get it, okay? I've been using it, but it's not like it's my fault.
Not your fault? What's that supposed to even mean?
She never, like, logged out or anything when she left. She's never changed the password or contacted me to
stop. Oh, I see. It's my client's fault that she didn't make it harder for you to steal. Mm. I mean, geez, lady, if I forget my wallet on your table for 2 seconds, you're just gonna take it because it's my fault that I left it there?
Okay, no, okay. Look, she doesn't say anything, so, like, I don't think she really cares.
Well, don't worry. It's being said right now. She cares. We have a mountain of evidence piled up against you. So, do you want to make a big deal about this, or do you want to just settle it right here and right now?
Yeah, okay. I think we can take care of this. Just, like, what do you need me to do? Do you need me to just delete her password?
Well, first of all, my client is entitled to half of her subscription to be covered by you. So that's $7.50 a month for 10 months, $75.
Mm. Okay, whatever. That's fine,
I guess. Pain and suffering.
What?
Pain and suffering of having a so-called friend use her behind her back. So those damages are an additional
$900.
Wow. $900. No, okay. $900? That's insane. Like, for what? I mean, what are you... What,
do you have any idea how stressful it is when you've lost your place in an episode of Stranger Things? It's like you totally forget where you left off because somebody else was skulking around your profile. It's very upsetting.
Okay, well, I'm really sorry about that, but I can't afford $900.
Okay, well, then I guess you'll just have to tell it to the judge when he throws you in jail.
Jail?
That's right, jail!
Okay, no, you're not going to throw me in jail for using somebody else's Netflix.
I could throw you in birthday scam prison, though, because that's where you're currently located. Hi, it's Zach from K92. You're on a birthday scam right now on the radio. Hi.
Wait, what?
You're on the radio. It's Zach from K92. This is a birthday scam, and you have been set up by your friend and current roommate, Keely. Happy birthday!
Honestly, I was, like, freaking out for a second there.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
So, blow your mind is a bunch of different stories.
Yep.
There's always so many just goofy stories in the world. Those
fun stuff happens.
Yeah. And you try to figure out what are the nut jobs up to today. So we all go looking for a nut job, and we bring it here to the K92 Morning Thang to try to figure out what's what. So I am going to play you a clip. This is the police talking afterward about how they were attacked in the incident. What were these people fighting over? Here it is.
There was altercation going on in the car. I got him calmed down for a second, told him to get up against the car. As soon as he seen me put my weapon down, he attacked me again, so I picked him up, threw him into the grass. I was trying to get my handcuffs on him when the other girl came over and she tried to start attacking me. At this time, I was yelling for backup, and some of the guys are starting to show up.
Okay.
Wow.
What were they fighting over? Was it A, politics, B, the Dancing with the Stars finale, or C, who gets to ride shotgun?
C.
Ooh, that's what I was... I'm going C's.
Yeah.
Correct!
The passions run hot.
How old are these?
20 and 27.
Oh.
Okay?
You think they'd be like, you know, 5
my
and
kids.
7.
Yeah, 10 and 7.
It's annoying anytime I hear anybody over the age of 10 call a shotgun.
It is.
Shotgun! Like
it's just annoying.
Yeah.
Well, but Antoine, you have to understand, nobody under the age of 10 is allowed to ride shotgun anymore.
That's also
true
too.
So that's the bigger problem.
You need to be in the back seat with a booster seat until you're 17.
Yeah. I almost feel like
you have to drive in a booster seat your first year.
I'm starting to think that those rules were put together by parents that were sick of kids fighting over who got to ride in the front seat. Like, new weight limits on booster seats in the back seat.
I know.
Get back there.
shotgun.
Yep.
We used to get some aggressive actions back in high school.
It was legit. I called it. I got to the car first. You can't call it till you see the car. So many rules.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But now, you know, in the defense of the importance of shotgun, when you're dealing with it, especially let's say you're in high school and you're cruising around with all your friends and there's three of you hanging out for the night. Mm-hmm. That person in the back seat's the biggest loser of the three. There's no doubt, because they're up in front and they're in charge of the radio and they're talking and the music's up a little bit and you got to lean and go, hey, what's going on, guys?
What did you say?
What'd you just say, guys?
Can you roll the window up a little bit?
Ah, I'm cold. can you put the heat on back
here? If you're sitting in the back seat, the driver needs to open the door for you. If I have to sit in the back seat, somebody's opening my door.
Okay.
Oh.
You know, I'm almost at the point now in this argument, attacking the police officer wrong, fighting with each other, I guess I understand it. Because I don't have any of the specifics. Like, if he called shotgun and then she just got in the seat anyway and said, nah, I'm sitting here. She is not where she belongs.
Probably was a cramped car, like its seat was just like, oh.
There are rules in this situation. Anyway, Antoine, go ahead.
All right. So a dog was locked in the car. Mm-hmm. What did the dog do while locked in the car?
Oh, no. We don't want the dog locked in the car. So.
Did it, A, drive the car, B, call 911, or C, poop in every seat in the car?
Oh, that sounds like a dog.
I do know this one.
You do? I think I saw it, too. It's A, isn't it? The dog steal the car?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. The dog drove the car in circles in reverse
for an hour.
Wow.
Like it drove over like some grass, over like some median, but like it was like in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
A cul-de-sac area.
But the dog did like a bunch of donuts and stuff in the car for an hour.
And the car was locked with the key fob inside. So even when the dog stopped driving the car, police still had to figure out how to get inside the car to get the dog out.
Huh. And pooped everywhere on every seat. Yes.
That's impressive though.
Yeah. It is very impressive. Know?
Like, that's my dog. Like, that's kind of cool.
I got my DD now.
Yeah.
You can be in, it'll be Monica's story. Man has blank as DD. Hey, his dog.
Dog from Florida.
Hey. Yeah. All right, last story.
Okay, so a man was arrested for stealing what? A, a drum. B, a burrito. C, kid drawings.
Kid drawings. Oh my God, like break into somebody's house and take the stuff off their fridge. Yes. That sounds, I'm going with
like
that one.
That's the one I want to go with,
I'm
going to
go with that one.
I'm going to go with the kid drawings, too.
Wrong. B. A burrito. People are serious about their burritos.
Ew. Why you gotta steal somebody else's burrito?
Timothy Bell, he was hungry, and so he was arrested for approaching a man and taking his Mexican food by force.
Just give me that burrito.
Yes.
I want it right now. That's one of those ones where if you're that person, I believe you're actually saying out loud, we're doing this? Like, this is a thing that's happening right now. You're taking my burrito. We're grown men, and you're doing
this. Yeah, and the guy called 911 and said, you know, dude just stole my burrito.
Right, and then you feel like an idiot when you call 911.
Yeah, and he was arrested, and they said the stolen item was listed as a burrito of a value less than $1,000.
I hope so.
I'm like, what burrito costs $1,000? Was it at that Thanksgiving dinner or
I'm
something?
I'm going to tell you what. If you're walking around town with a $1,000 burrito, I'm stealing it.
It better be delicious.
Yeah, I want to eat that $1,000 burrito. He tried to do bad, Monica, and then the universe stepped in, and now he must confess his badness. Say good morning to Mr. Bad.
It happened, but I'm no longer Mr. Bad. It's turned me around.
Oh, we'll be the judge of that.
Okay. I am a new person.
Huh.
Thank you for showing up today, congregation.
We'll see about that, too.
I appreciate you being here, because there are times, Monica, there are times, Zach, where you have sin in your heart.
Oh.
Where you are intentionally going to do something that you know that you should not. And then there are times where fate will step in the way and keep you from doing your sinful act.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree with that. Getting ready to do a little something. Maybe you're like going to cheat on your significant other, and then all of a sudden, you butt dial them.
Yes.
Yes. Oh. That would be fate stepping in.
Well, this past weekend, I was planning to do something sinful. Do you ever ignore a sign? A sign that tells you what you can and can't do?
Uh-huh.
Like a literal sign. Not a metaphorical sign. A sign that's posted with words.
Like stop.
That says,
okay. Like stop. All right, fair enough. I've heard of those signs. Uh-huh. Yes.
The sign that I saw, it said, only park here if you're going to shop here.
Oh. Uh-huh.
But the place that I wanted to go to was not there. It was near there.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, according to the sign, I could not park there.
Right. You were not. I was not
going to shop there.
Right.
You were not consuming goods and doing, capitalism stuff at
exactly.
that place.
Exactly. But I had sin in my heart, so I parked there anyway. And I started to walk past that establishment that I was supposed to be shopping at because I parked in their parking spot. Their big buff security guard stepped out. I call him Fate. And he looked at me and he said, are you going across the street? And I said, no, sir. I am going into this establishment right here that I'm using a parking spot. And so I go in there and I'm like, that's a big man. I must purchase something.
I think I know the place you're talking about because I think I know that man. Is it a place that sells grocery type items?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes, he is a big man.
And so I go in and I'm like, I cannot walk out empty handed because that man is still waiting. So I bought this $2 tea or whatever. And then when I purchased it, I got like a little token. Uh-huh. I've never received such a token before.
Oh, the donation token. Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And so with that token, I was able to donate to a good cause. So Fate, the big man that he was,
I know exactly,
allowed me to donate to charity.
Yep.
When I had sin in my heart, I walked back to my car and I moved it into its proper place.
Did Joe Fate.
I moved it. He was big.
He is
big. I know. Yeah.
And I've wondered about him because he's a nice dude. But I always think, man, is it really necessary to have this guy out here? But now I know he is making that place millions of dollars on people like him.
Yes, because I walked in and I got a tea. I didn't even like the tea that much.
Mm-hmm.
But I drank it because I didn't want Fate to show
it's
up
sin
again.
Tea is what it was. Yep.
He got you.
And then Joe Fate walks back in the store.
You're not going to hate me.
Yeah. One down.
That's another $1 million for this establishment.
Yep. And so I went, I got in my car, I moved it. I said, well,
and you
Fate had a point.
He got you. And he knew he got you, too.
Yeah.
Even when he went inside and bought it, he's like, fool.
Because I had to walk past him after I moved my car. I had to walk back past him to get to the place I was going.
He probably said, enjoy that item you didn't want. Have fun.
But I donated, guys. And really, that's the story. I'm a better person.
Oh, that's what it was. That's right.
You got one of those little coins.
I did.
Antoine was here to make his confession. My confession. I donated to charity.
Yes.
Congratulations, man. So proud of you. He was sitting there drinking his tea of shame, Antoine, that he had to purchase because he got called out by the security guard.
And I drank every drop of it for the record. Wasn't that good.
Did it burn your throat at all?
It was a little warm.
Yeah.
It was a little warm.
Yeah, that's
sin.
That's the devil. That's Satan. It's the burning of Satan right in there. It's just your little reminder that if you keep this up, your throat burns for eternity, young man.
That's a good metaphor right there.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving tomorrow. Like you didn't know because that's what everybody's talked about. And of course, you're planning for and everything. But are you planning levels of, I guess you could call them deception?
It's definitely deception.
Embellishment.
Yeah.
Hiding.
Exaggeration.
There's a lot of judging that goes down at the holidays.
That can happen, yeah.
It definitely happened when I was in college. You asked me something about school. School's going way better.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving than it is any other day of the week.
Yeah.
So you would just, you would embellish if need
without
be.
Without a doubt, we've got to end that conversation. Anything else is a longer conversation.
Oh, see, because I feel like my family, they will read the situation like, you're lying. Mm-mm. Go ahead and tell us. Because I know, like,
you weren't very good at it then.
Yeah.
You should have took a class.
See, I feel like they only ask questions in Monica's family. They already know the answer, they're testing you.
Yeah.
Like, how's school? Oh, it's great. Really? Because I talked to your teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have the answer.
They have their own YouTube channel called Gotcha. That's what they're doing at Thanksgiving. But I do feel like there's a lot of people that say stuff, do stuff, make up stuff, hide stuff when it comes to Thanksgiving because they don't want to be judged. They don't want follow-up questions, all those different things. I have, it was a really good friend of mine. He, every time his dad would come to town to visit, he would hide all the beer in his house.
Just hide it all.
Yeah, because his dad didn't drink. I'm like, dude, you're 40.
Yeah.
Who cares?
You gonna get in trouble?
Well, my dad doesn't drink. Are you going to get grounded in your own home? Like, how's this going to work? Yeah. Big deal. It's
trying
not,
to be respectful, I guess.
It's not like you're doing keg stands in the corner. This is your home.
Mm-hmm.
You are an adult. You have created life.
Right.
You should be allowed.
It's your house.
No. Exactly. But no, in your own house. And Antoine is already feeling judged tomorrow for
because
Thanksgiving.
I know my brother, and I know if my car isn't washed, even though it's raining right now, I'm still going to take it and get it washed today. If my car is not washed, he's going to point it out. He's like, oh, you just don't care anymore, huh?
Hmm.
You just stop caring. The drive and the bugs. You should get out washed when you got down here then. I'm disappointed in you.
It's like the first thing he's looking for.
Usually. Yeah.
Oh, look, check out your car. Like, it's dirty.
I remember we took our mother out for Mother's Day, and he got in the car and said, oh, you're not going to vacuum every day, huh?
Ooh.
I'm like, oh, okay. Ooh. This is what we're doing.
Who vacuums every day? Does he vacuum every day?
I don't know, but he expects me to, because I don't say those things to him.
I like that though.
Yeah. Of course you would.
That's the worst thing about a lot of those people is they have a lot of judgments. I always find that people who are very judgy of other people's appearances, they're a little frumpy.
Yes.
You know, they're not super put together in a lot of different ways. I never understand that. You see so many body shamers online, and I think,
Who are you?
You are like a three. I don't know what you're even talking about right now. So what are you doing? Are you hiding anything for the holidays? Are you creating any secret lovers or anything? Because it's a time for grilling.
Yes.
And I don't mean outside on a grill. That's
nice. It's like an interrogation.
When are you going to have a baby? When are you going to have another baby? Mm-hmm. When are you going to get married? All of those
things. Lots of questions.
I live in the judgment-free zone on my Thanksgiving. We don't ask questions.
No questions.
Well, I'm just not interested in the answers anyway. So it's good you can come with me because I don't want to know about your personal life at all.
No question. Just eat.
I just want to eat and watch football. So that's it.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
I'm ready for it, especially Antoine. I think you're going to be excited for this. How about Hulk versus Wolverine?
Ooh.
That movie could happen. Yeah, so Marvel, they're talking to Mark Ruffalo. He plays the Hulk.
Yeah.
And they're going to see if Hugh Jackman, if he will be in.
I thought Hugh Jackman was out. I thought he was done.
That was in the future. Things can happen in between. Logan takes place in the future.
Don't rub your temples. Don't rub your eyes.
The superhero stuff hurts my head, man.
Because you can come back and you can jump back in there.
I don't know who's dead. I don't know who's the actors anymore. They move out and you think, okay, so is Hugh Jackman gone? No.
This is an origin story, stupid.
There's no word yet.
It's a way to bring him back if they wanted to bring him back.
I thought that he said, no, I'm done with it. Wolverine's done. But there's always a chance. And he can change his mind.
And his BFF, Ryan Reynolds, is always trying to get him to come back anyway, so it's going to work
at some point. Hulk versus Wolverine?
Hulk. Wolverine.
You think Hulk? See, I think Wolverine wins.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, you can't kill him.
Yeah. You have to, like, chop his head off.
And Hulk just keeps coming back.
Hulk's just a big, large lineman.
Hulk can smash his head in.
But then his head grows back.
Yeah, Hulk's just a big old frat boy is all the Hulk is.
Eventually, Hulk's going to get stabbed in the groin by one of them, you know, needle hands, and then that's the end of it.
And that's the end?
Yes. Hulk smash.
Spoiler alert.
Movie's done. Next.
Who's going to win? All right. This right here is just a little tidbit about Mr. Rogers from his wife. Yeah. That he passed a lot of gas. I don't know why they want to give that tip.
Why should you got to say that now?
Yeah. He was gassy?
He was gassy.
Why you got to soil the memory of the dead?
The kindness has to come out some way or another.
I guess they want to show that he had a little edge.
Is that what it is?
So a little edge to him.
His edge.
They said he wasn't against a little gross out humor. So
all right.
Yeah.
I can see that being the thing where, I mean, it's Mr. Rogers. So you've never seen the show because it was on, you know, when I was a kid and stuff. And he's just the sweetest man on earth. And he's got puppets and trains and whatever. But like you go to his house for a cookout and then all of a sudden he is just potty mouth and drinking a couple of vodka tonics.
I would love to hang out with him. He would lift one cheek and smile at you. He did it. No, one cheek.
Is my
one
neighbor.
Cheek. Oh, that. Yes. Oh, okay.
Yes, he left a butt cheek and smiled and winked at you.
Sorry, wrong cheek. My bad.
Hulk
smash.
He's a little edgy. Yeah.
All right, just a little bit. And you haven't seen that movie yet, Antoine, have you?
I have not.
Because you talked about going to see it, but
it's
going to
be
chance.
Like this weekend.
Are the reviews good?
Yes. Yes. They said Oscar worthy, his performance, Tom Hanks.
Because you know I've been worried about
it's T. Hanksgiving.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Tomorrow is T. Hanksgiving. If you've never celebrated, I'd never heard of it until this morning when I saw a story about T. Hanksgiving. So you can watch a bunch of T. Hanks movies and then have hilariously punny Tom Hanks movie related Thanksgiving food. That is your T. Hanksgiving. And if you saw the Mr. Rogers thing, is it good? Is he good? Because, again, I was afraid it was going to be sort of Forrest Gump 2.0. The one thing I was afraid of. So let us know. 52353. Brand new birthday scam is next. The Netflix thief. Then Dirty Little Secrets. You can text those in, too, to 52353. She has a secret involving Thanksgiving. Of course, we'll get to that.
The K92 Blue Eagle Credit Union 10K Payday. Win your share of $10,000.
So your first word, you go to K92Radio.com or open your K92 Radio app and enter the cash code CONSTRUCTION. That's CONSTRUCTION. CONSTRUCTION. I just won the spelling bee. CONSTRUCTION. Valid for the next 60 minutes from Virginia's number one cash money station, K92 and Blue Eagle Credit Union, where you can go get your 20 bonus entries at any open Blue Eagle branch.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Her you're talking to people, this person, they have a friend who hides all the beer when his mom or his grandpa or his aunt or anyone in his family comes over.
Uh-huh.
Grown man hiding everything. Text 52353, your dirty little secrets. Not Robin is holding with hers. It's Thanksgiving related, of course. This one's not. Text 52353. Just found one of my kids' overdue library books from 2 years ago when we lived in Michigan.
Gotta mail that back.
No, no. At this point, you hold on to it until you're a blow your mind story in 15 years. It's good. I want to be able to prepare stories for the show 15 years in advance. So just hold on to that library book until it's like 20 years old. Text 52353. This one might be Thanksgiving related because it says, I hate my mother-in-law's cooking, but she thinks I love it. It's a tough one, but you just got to keep faking
it
forever.
You got to hold that one forever.
That's why you tell us. You tell us. Uh-huh. We put it out there. You know it's you, but nobody else needs to know. This person, I think they texted from inside this building. It's like the call is coming from inside your house. We don't have assigned parking at work, but everybody parks in the same space except me. I park in other people's spaces just to drive them crazy.
Jerk.
It's you. Exactly.
It ain't me. I'm the victim. People love messing with me around here. I used to park in space for years and years and years. That now belongs to Dave of Dick and Dave.
Oh, yeah. He
so
took
I
the
moved.
Spot.
I moved to a new spot. That spot now belongs to Ian in our news department.
Uh-huh. You keep taking your spot.
Everywhere I go, they steal my spot no matter where it is.
Yeah.
Oh, they're out. They're messing with me. Let's say good morning now to Not Robin. She has a little dirty little secret to tell us. Something going down with Turkey Day. Hi, Not Robin. How are you?
Hi, guys.
I mean, Thanksgiving is the time for food and giving thanks and football and all of those things. But then it's also the time for family drama and the embellishment of stories and people asking you too many questions. We had someone text in. We were talking about Thanksgiving. They are a contractor. You know, they do construction and stuff. And they said that they spent all this time on Thanksgiving because people would not stop asking them about doing stuff for them and ended up going to getting the tools off their truck and is fixing things while other people are eating.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Putting them to work.
Yeah.
That's why you'd be like, no, I'm sorry. I burned all my tools. I don't know. My car caught fire. What's going on, Not Robin?
Well, I don't really love my sister's mashed potatoes and gravy, so... tomorrow, I'm going to cook my own and swap them out.
Oh! That's hilarious. That's hilarious. YouTube that. Live stream it. I need
live
to see it. Where can I show up? I want to watch this.
Oh, my God. She's not a terrible cook, but she doesn't always season her food.
Mm-hmm.
And on occasion, it's not really done. Like, 1 year, the turkey was unfortunately undercooked.
Yeah, I hate that. And I hate when there's somebody in your life. I'm a full-on food snob, I'll admit it. And I've had people in my life. They want to be responsible for something that's very important, like the mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. And they say, I'll take care of the mashed potatoes. I'm like, no, we're good. Please don't ruin that.
They have to.
I'm sure there's a green bean casserole somewhere that you can take care of.
But you're going to do a swap. You better be careful because you get caught in the swap.
I invite me so I can pour gasoline on this fire. These mashed potatoes, these are the best mashed potatoes I've done ever had in life.
Karen, what did you do different this year?
Add something. It's a new, you try it. Try it. You try your own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she'd be like, I plan on sliding in and doing a quick dump of her potatoes. Like, I'm just going to throw them away and, like, hopefully she'll never know.
I'm excited about this.
This is like a daring next level of all this stuff.
Yeah.
I hear Mission Impossible music.
Like I hear it too. Yes. Oh, man.
What? You know, I'm interested to see how it goes.
I am very interested to see how it goes.
I want
to
be there. Invite me.
Can Antoine come over?
Sure.
Okay. Antoine, you have to promise to it. You have to run interference while she does.
Oh, yeah. I'm
going to
let the switch happen. Yeah. Uh-huh. But then I'm going to make sure to accentuate how much I'm enjoying it.
Like Antoine's going to show it with popcorn.
Exactly. Which is fine. But when Not Robin is trying to do the swap, I need Antoine to be like, oh my God, I'm having a heart palpitation. I'm going to faint on the floor, whatever it takes.
Exactly.
Right. You need to cause a tremendous scene. Ooh, this is, are you sure you're going to do this?
Absolutely.
Okay, then.
My husband knows, like, I'm doing it.
I am so excited about this.
This is.
I am so proud of
so
you.
Excited.
Thank you for being who you are.
This is more exciting than any of the football games are going to be on tomorrow. I am ready for this.
I'll see my mother at Christmas. I'm coming over there for Thanksgiving.
Not Robin, hang on for me 1 second. Monica's going to talk to you, and Monica, bribe her with whatever it takes to get her to come back on.
We need to know how it goes.
I need to know how it goes. Yeah, we need to know how this swap out goes. Oh, my God. If you have any dirty little secrets, 52353. Also, we're going to fire up way back Wednesday. Do you have a weird thing that you were totally into as a kid? Antoine doesn't know that I fully believed that I could control the weather as a child.
Wow. Oh,
yes, yeah. I had a magical power. I could save you on a day like today, Terrell. Mm. And I'll explain next, and you can join in as well. 52353. How far are we going back? Way back. Way back Wednesday here on the K92 Morning Thang. There's so many different ways you can kind of go back in time.
Yeah.
Think about the olden days or whatever. And the good part about that is you go back to your olden days, whatever they are. So it's going to be 10 years ago, 25 years ago, and we can all come together on the weird things that you were totally into as a child. And Antoine has no idea that I did believe that I could control the weather.
But you no longer believe it, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it seems to.
You try on occasion.
It just, I guess it was just a happy coincidence. I'm sure I was adorable. I'm sure my whole family laughed at me.
I think you still believe it because was it last year where you had a shovel outside or something?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
you know
that was winter. Oh, so he does still believe it.
He still does believe it, yeah.
You know what? It's good to have that youthful innocence of belief in things.
Yeah,
when I was a kid, I thought I could control the weather. What was a weird thing you were into? See, this person gets it. They've texted into 52353. Me and my friends created a mythical creatures club in elementary school, and we each adopted a mythical creature to research and track, built a little shack in the woods and everything.
Oh,
went on for a few years. Yeah, when I was a kid, Antoine, and it would rain, I was convinced. Now, it must have just happened one time out of coincidence, and then a second time, and then I thought I had the power. Was if it was raining and I really wanted it to stop, if I ran upstairs to my Fisher-Price record player, because I had records back then, and I played my Sesame Street records, the clouds would part. The sun would emerge, and we would have a sunny day. Yeah, I'm telling you, I did it.
He did that
a couple times, and I guess it worked. And I it's one of my earliest memories. I had to have been like 4 or 5 years old, and I remember we were getting ready for a parade, and the parade used to come right by my house. It was just like right down in the corner of my house, and it started to rain. And I was like, oh my God, no, it's going to rain for the parade. And I remember saying, like 5 years old, hold on, I got this. And I ran inside to fire up the records, man. And like I said, everybody probably laughed at me.
You still believe it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, what did you like as a kid, you dorks?
For me, it was Power Rangers. And, like, you know, a lot of kids like Power Rangers, but it was to the point to where, like, when me and my cousins were acting out, like, Power Ranger scenes or whatever, we already knew who was which Power Ranger to where we didn't have to discuss it until a new cousin or a new friend showed up.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they want to be the Blue Ranger or the Red Ranger or whomever.
Uh-huh.
That spot's already taken. All right, so Sean, you're Kimberly the Pink Ranger.
Oh, sorry, no.
And they were real fights. Like, when your kids, like, it's serious. You're I'm not. It's another level.
If I'm not the Ranger, I want to be nobody's a Ranger.
Game's
we're
over.
Not playing.
Oh, you know, I should point out this is embarrassing, but I was really into wrestling as a kid, which is not embarrassing.
Uh-huh. No, that was me too,
So one of my friends and I, we used to create these sort of imaginary wrestling leagues. You know, we'd have title fights and we'd have our managers and we'd take on all these different opponents. But most kids, you know, at that point would probably just wrestle each other.
Uh-huh.
We would wrestle imaginary opponents instead.
Yeah.
So not even like pillows.
Well, he was in his own league, man. Yeah.
So you're wrestling the air.
Yes, yes.
It was an air fight.
And the air would, you know, the air would sometimes throw you around, put you in the iron claw, all sorts of stuff.
Wow.
I had a very vivid imagination.
Yes, you did, weather controller.
I get that because, I mean, Hendrix, he's five, and I've seen him fight the air.
Don't you compare us to Hendrix, you.
Yeah, I had a flashback moment last weekend because I was watching an interview with Vampire, of course. And as a kid, this is so stupid, but I felt like I was a vampire.
Oh, you did?
I did. And I had moments where I'm like, oh, I could just like bite my hand.
How many
if I
of your cousin's blood did you try to drink?
It was so stupid, but it was my little thing where I was like, I'm a vampire.
You were?
Yes.
Were.
And it was because of that dang movie, which I shouldn't even watch, I don't believe.
Did you occasionally try to, you know, maybe jump off a porch to see if you could fly?
No.
Oh, come on. I'm not saying like big and huge. Just, you know, you would sort of you would take like that one extra step and be like, well, maybe I'll elevate. Maybe I'll see
what's on the antique bid, though.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
The Roombas are trying to kill us because they're the robot spies. I'll explain here in Most Viral. Your next 10K payday cash code is coming. 9 o'clock from Blue Eagle Credit Union. You can go into any Blue Eagle branch today and you can get 20 bonus entries. final winner will be announced 1 week from today. So you got a few more days for entries and cash codes and all that. The 8 o'clock cash code, if you missed it, was construction. So go to K92Radio.com or open your K92 Radio app. Enter the word construction. Next one at 9.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks. Yeah. Most viral.
Talking to people about way back Wednesday as well. Mm-hmm. This person was also a Power Rangers fighter, Antoine. Pretend to be fighting against Lord Zedd.
Yes.
Ooh.
And locked myself to the gate that's in front of the fireplace.
Because that's what Lord Zedd would do, obviously.
Was it? Yes.
Yeah.
Man, I was so happy when my son
stopped
watching.
Who unlocked you is my question.
The you know, an uncomfortable parent is basically what happens. Yeah, and I used to wrestle imaginary people. I don't know.
That's so
I'm
funny.
Not alone. Hendrix does it.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's 4.
Like, not even the pillow. Like, we would wrestle against pillows and stuff.
No.
Yeah.
You were wrestling against, you body slammed air.
Pillows are too
and
soft.
And got body slammed by.
Yeah.
Pillows are
air
too soft, Zach.
Yeah.
How heavy is air?
As heavy as you can imagine. That's how it works. Yeah. And, Hendrix was 4. I think I was like 10. So, yeah, there's a lot going
all
on.
Right.
All right, they're coming to get us. What do we always say, Monica, about the robots? Who's first in this?
Oh.
Who are the robot spies? Who are the robot
spies? Of course.
Right.
They're checking out the house.
Right.
The layout of the house. Yeah.
Right. They're doing the floor plans and everything. And now we have a woman that tried to call. She had to call 911 because the Roomba tried to kill her dog.
Oh, her little dog?
Yes, tried to eat the Shih Tzu.
Oh.
Yeah, tried to eat the dog.
I bend down to turn it back on, and he kind of whimpers at me. I'm like, oh, no, you're in it. He's like alligator rolling, like trying to get loose and freaking out. I'm here alone. This is awful. This is like something in a movie. Like, you can't make this up.
Yeah, and that movie is Terminator. Terminator is the movie she's talking
about.
You gotta
punch the Roomba.
Yeah, I gotta punch the Roomba.
The Roomba tried to kill the dog.
You could just turn it off.
But it's already pulling it, and it's trapped the dog's tail in there. This is how it starts. The spies are coming for us. Okay, this is the new challenge on TikTok. Do we want to actually do it, or do we want to just talk about saying, oh, yeah, we should do that? It's called the throw in the air challenge. Have either of you seen this
no.
one?
Throw in the air?
The throw in the air challenge. So this is people doing
ready?
It.
Ready? Yeah, three.
What they're doing is they've put a cell phone on the ground.
Nope. I know exactly what they're doing.
What is
you're
it?
Not gonna do
what
with
is
the
it?
Egg, right?
It could be anything. It doesn't have to be an egg.
I've seen it with the egg.
So they put a cell phone in the middle of all of them, and everybody gathers around in a circle so you can kind of see everybody's face. And they all look at the phone. And then what you do is one person throws something up in the air.
Like an egg.
And then everybody just keeps looking at the phone, and you hope it's not you that gets hit with whatever the thing is.
So. Ready? Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Box.
All right. Next.
They throw them 3, in the box. Big
2,
box.
1.
There's no way Monica's doing this. There's no way. I wish we had interns to get interns.
He's trying to keep us down,
what?
Man.
Throw in the air.
Where are all our interns?
Throw in air.
Throwing like, you know, leftover Thanksgiving stuffing or something, or a turkey carcass.
Throw some coleslaw.
Hey, coleslaw. Yes. All right.
But that's grandma's coleslaw. You don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because she's going to eat it instead.
Yeah.
All right, fine. You either have to eat it or we're throwing it in the air. Which one?
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.